It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back after the weekend. Did you have a good weekend?
It's always too short.
Too short.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I was non-productive and a waste of human life.
Did you watch a lot of TV? Did you binge this weekend?
Anything? Nothing besides Food Network.
Nah. Repeats of Guys Groceries games. Triple G. Triple D and Triple G.
Well, and Restaurant Impossible.
That's how I love that show.
And Beat Bobby Flay. Whatever's on Food Network is what I was watching, basically.
Okay, well, that was exciting.
Yeah.
Some random facts for you
today.
Random
and fun. Fun and random. Okay, let's go.
George Clooney starred in a sitcom on CBS from 1984 to 1985. It was called ER.
Well, yes, he was on ER.
But no. This is a sitcom called ER.
Oh.
Spelled E/R. It only lasted one season. Then he starred in the real ER on NBC 10 years later.
Oh.
Obviously much more successful.
Much more.
Mr. Pibb was originally called Peppo when Coke started selling it in 1972. But Dr. Pepper sued them for trademark infringement. So they changed the name to Dr. Pibb.
Okay.
So Dr. Pepper sued again and it became Mr. Pibb.
Jeez.
It's now known as Pibb Extra with an X.
Why not just keep it Mr. Pibb?
I think this is that we're trying to get away from genderizing things. Remember, they're no longer manholes in Berkeley.
Grief.
All right.
Stop it already.
Time for the Who Cares News.
Less than 24 hours after Taylor Swift was crowned icon at the Teen Choice Awards, we're finding out that former Teen Choice Award winner Miley Cyrus and hubby Liam Hemsworth have called it quits.
No.
Yes.
No, I didn't see that coming.
Yes.
I don't think they got married at Christmas.
Yes. After on again, off again.
10 years? Okay, yeah. 10 years. Maybe that should have been an omen.
Maybe. Here's another omen for you.
Okay.
Ready?
All right. Okay.
This is after Miley was spotted last week in Italy making out.
I imagine not with Liam.
With Brodie Jenner's. Not Brodie Jenner.
Not Brodie Jenner?
But his ex-girlfriend, Caitlin Carter.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Miley kissed a girl and she liked it. Not that I'm surprised.
They were hot and heavy.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, you know, Miley said this some time ago. I think I read this a little while back. She said something about her and Liam have a weird relationship. She's not going to get into the intimate part of it. She also identified, I think, as a pansexual at some point. So
what's a pansexual?
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then she got married.
She got married, but then, you know, like she said, they have a weird arrangement.
Well, Miley's rep has issued a statement saying, quote,
oh, of course they have.
Liam and Miley have agreed to separate at this time.
Yeah.
Ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals. Yeah. They have decided that this is what's best while they both focus on themselves and their careers.
Mm-hmm.
They still remain dedicated parents to all of their animals they share while lovingly taking this time apart.
I was going to say what you said,
please
parents.
Respect their process and privacy.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh about that because we all have fur babies and we're their parents.
Yes,
you and me,
absolutely.
We're parents to our fur babies.
You got it.
So I get it. So I shouldn't laugh, but when you said parents, I just had to gulp for a second and go, like,
I know.
Wait.
What? Now, Brody, by the way,
he
joked that pictures of him and Liam holding hands on the beach are coming soon.
Too soon? I think it's a little too soon there, Brody. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't say that I'm horribly surprised. I was more surprised that they got married December, and then we didn't hear a whole lot from them.
Nope.
Haven't seen them together. Kind of like married people. Like married people.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
they don't hang out together.
So it looks like another reality show, Star Is in Love.
Oh?
Yeah, Tarik Al-Moussa. Not to be outdone by ex Christina. Yeah, because Christina, you know, Anstead got married and pregnant.
Yeah.
He's finally
and a
found
new house.
A girlfriend. A new house.
Was it like $1.5 million? Was it $5 million? It was $4 million, their house.
It was around $4 million.
$4.5 million for a house. these guys make way too much money doing television shows.
Yeah.
I used to be on the TV when I was young and better looking than I am now, but I didn't make enough money to afford a house that was worth $400,000, much less $4.5 million. There wasn't reality TV 30
years
ago.
That's true. You could have broke the
mold. You know what reality TV was 30 years ago? The evening news. That was reality TV.
That was reality
TV. Right?
Now, like Christina's new man, Tarek's new woman is also a reality TV host.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Heather Rae Young, a former Playboy playmate and luxury realtor.
Oh.
She has a reality show on Netflix.
Wow.
It's called Selling Sunset.
Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of it.
Have you heard of the show?
I don't think I've watched it. Maybe I've watched it once or twice, but I didn't know.
There
anyway.
Are so many new reality shows on HGTV. I can't keep up with them all.
No.
I like the hot Ginger on Tuesday night. What's her name? Mina, whatever. Mina. I like her.
And
I will watch Christina El Moussa, Anstead, for the eye candy. Because Ant is a good-looking dude.
Ant is a good-looking dude. I watch it for Ant.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
He's a hot guy. Now, Tarek made the announcement on socials as if he has married her.
I know, right?
Quote, it's official. Proud to say this beautiful, sweet, and talented young lady is my girlfriend. Now,
they're just dating.
Okay, so here's so my observation.
What's your observation
or my
about
Tarek? Opinion slash observation. One.
Yes. What?
She's thin and blonde.
And probably had
augmentation. But his ex-wife is thin and blonde.
Oh, that's true.
Now, speaking of augmentation.
And she's probably had augmentation.
Heather
too.
Rae Young. Please, for the love of Pete, take out the freaking cheek implants.
She's got cheek implants?
They're obvious. If not, then she needs to go have some cheek work done. They're funky looking.
You know, women have their faces stretched, and then their cheekbones look like they make them look like the Joker.
Well, I think she's had lip work. She's had cheek work. And it's like, well, this is a carbon. This is not a carbon copy.
Hmm.
But it is a poor man's imitation of Christina.
You know what? And she's probably not as rich as Christina. I'm going to put that out there. But I don't think he needs that because I've heard him say before, I just might have a yacht to prove that I make money at this. I've seen him do that.
Yes.
Changing subjects. I think this is cute and funny. Halle Berry's young son calls her by her full name in public just to embarrass her.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, can you pass me the ketchup? Smart ass kid.
Well, if you were with her, you'd probably call her Halle Berry too.
No, I would just call her my love. What can I do for you today, my love? All right, that's it for today.
Love, Halle Berry.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.